Good evening, everyone. It's just one of those nights.
All I need now is Pinky to come up here. She's already been round, buzzing around me like a blue-ass fly. It's a hot night. Well, we've got the fan on, as you can probably hear, but it's quite warm air, so it's not really cool. I'm wide awake. I'll try and listen to a book now, but I've done as much Facebook as I can stomach. I like Facebook a lot, but I don't know. Sometimes I get saturated and I can't take any more. He's woken himself up. Well, he stopped himself. It was a hot day. It was supposed to have reached 29 degrees Celsius. It was a breeze. And tonight I sat outside for a while and it was quite cool. It was nice, but upstairs, she's here. I swear to you, she's here. I've just got my feet hanging over the bed. I'm laying on the bed, I'm not in it. And she just rubbed her nose around my feet. Oi, Shink. She's up here now, she is. When she hears me talking, she thinks that's so cute. For saying hello. It's just one of those nights. It's just one of those good old nights. I've been sleeping quite well lately, but sorry, folks. I think I better check in. You heard a funny noise, and I don't know if the microphone picked it up. It was one of those fresh air things that squirts every half an hour. The other day, I was going down the stairs, and I stopped. It's on a windowsill, like, on the side of the house. It's a big window, and it's kind of halfway up the stairs. When we go down the stairs, you go down four stairs, and you're on a little landing, like a square. Turn right, and then you're kind of running along the side of the window on the left, and then there's three like triangles, horrible triangle steps that I hate, and it turns around to the right again, then it goes downstairs. But I stopped. I came down the first four stairs, and then I was on the little square landing, and I turned right, and I was about to go down the like cheese triangle steps when I put my hand up to see if the window is open. And I was just leaning on the windowsill trying to reach it because it's really high up, because I don't know how to explain this, but the windowsill is like, when you're going down the stairs, the window seems really high because you're lower than the normal floor level, if that makes any sense. So I stopped and I rested one hand on the windowsill, put my hand up to see if the window was open, which it was, and then as I turned around, I had to be careful because I was like balancing on one of these horrible triangle steps where they're really narrow in the centre, and this blooming thing squirted right in my face. I said, thank you very much. It smells really nice though. There's another one downstairs, but the battery's gone. I forgot to order new ones when I did my Tesco's grocery order last week. So the next time I do one, I must remember. But I'm trying to. I've got four different books on the go. Well, four, yeah. One of them's called, I can't really get into this one. I haven't read any for a couple of months. I can't remember who it's by. It's about two boys growing up in Afghanistan. They grew up as brothers, but they're different religions. One's a Shia Muslim, the other one's a Sunni. And I can't remember which is which now. I'll have to probably start that one again. It's called The Kite Runner. I don't know if I like... I like the story. I'm not sure if I like the style of writing. So I haven't really got into that one. I've read a lot of Daphne du Maurier books recently. I've read Jamaica in... I've reread Rebecca because I've read that years ago. I've read Rebecca, Jamaica in Frenchman's Creek, My Cousin Rachel, The King's General. And then I started reading Hungry Hill and I can't get into that at all. And the other two I'm rereading are Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone because I want to read the Harry Potter books again. Because they're always a nice thing to reread. And then the other one's the Earth Children series, Clan of the Cave Bear, which I want to start reading because I've read that. I think this will be the fourth time I've read that series. The first time was in Braille about 11 or 12 years ago. I can't believe it's that long ago I read it. And then I've had it on audio, so I've read it several times on audio, listened to it. It's brilliant. I love it. Especially the first four books, I think they're the best. When I was trying to investigate when there's meant to be a book seven, I don't know, I haven't looked recently if that's coming out or whether it's not even going to happen, whether it's just fiction. I came across some articles that said that the author was, she had a ghostwriter and it was her husband. Now he's dead, her other books aren't as good, and I actually don't know if it's true, and it probably isn't, but there is a different style to her latest books and it's not as good. I don't know what it is. It's not as good, definitely. They've gone downhill. The first four, they're called Earth Children collectively, by Jean M. Owl. That's O, no, sorry, not O-W-L, A-U-E-L, All, or Owl, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Jean M., a mother, Owl, or All. Earth Children, Clan of the Cave Bears, the first one. Valley of Horses is number two. The Mammoth Hunters is number three. The Plains of Passage is number four. Now, they're the really brilliant ones. After that, it's a bit samey, I think. Bye, Pink. And you've got the Shelters of Stone. It's number five. And number six is The Land of Painted Caves. She does do good research on her physical settings and stuff. And I do like her books. Just the last two are just, they're a bit boring and they take a long time to get to go on with things. And really the main part of the story is the first four books, and a lot happens. It's about Ice Age people, Cro-Magnons and Neanderthals. And it's about a child who gets orphaned in an earthquake, and she's picked up by these Neanderthals and they bring her up, but due to things happening in the clan, she has to leave. That's the Clan of the Cave Bear. Excuse me. She has to leave and branch out on her own to try and find her own people, which they call the Others. That's their name for them, the Others. There's a lot of strange things in it, like these Neanderthals. They go on, which this can't be true. I mean, obviously she's had to fill in a lot about different religious artifacts and things like that, but they are a good read. And some of the first books are a bit far-fetched because they go on about these memories that these Neanderthals have. They inherit the memories from their ancestors of how they were created, and it's a bit they go into trances and stuff like that. It's a bit kind of a bit far-fetched, I think, that bit. The rest of it isn't. But who knows, maybe that such a thing did exist. Because I suppose what they're talking about really is kind of instinct. Anyway, I think I've waffled on enough, considering I didn't have much to say. Oh God, stop yawning. But that doesn't mean to say I'm tired. I'm like sleepy tired, because I'm not. I'm hoping we're going to get some thunderstorms. It only says scattered thunderstorms, and it says that they're like, they're, first of all, it says 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Now they've put it back to just 7, 8 and 9. And also scattered showers for Sunday and scattered thunderstorms for Monday. But with all these thunderstorms, they're usually hit and miss, and I bet we don't get any. I hope he's got work in the morning, and so I'm going to get him to turn that fan off if I don't do it before, because if I do fall asleep, then I won't hear the thunder above that, probably, because it does block out quite a lot of sound. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you for now, and I'll speak to you soon.